Blog Talk Radio.
Can I have his dance?
Is it all right?
Yeah, it's all right. As long as you ain't slow dancing, Junior.
Hold on. Let me turn all of that down because, you know, that's my Sunday clunk music. All right. This is the one and only Miss Latoya Bird on I Love Down South Talk Radio, online talk radio, talking about what in the world is going on down south, because I feel that we don't highlight down south enough. And when I say we, I mean us down south. Residents, you know, we come here every Sunday at 6:30 talking to you about important things or whatever it is I want to talk about. but definitely this week has been a very interesting week here in the down south area. Like our northerner counterparts and our northern communities, we always experience a lot of negativity in our communities. And so this week there was a tragedy that happened, and that's why we're having tonight's topic as, does Down South love the kids? Like, what a big, fat question mark. So before we get into tonight's show, I do want to go on my little rampage and just talk to you a little bit about Good News Ghoul and what's going on with the publication. Good News Ghouls, for those of you that are listening that don't know, is a grassroots publication all about creating and celebrating good news in our community. And this week there was a huge I want to say historical homegoing that took place this week in our community. Dr. Reverend Wise, those of you that know at Mount Pleasant, pastored there and provided counseling, mentorship, and so many different things in the church. And through the church has also empowered the community, touched so many families. He personally baptized my mom. So he was a pillar in our community, and he will be missed. And he made such an impression on our community and in our community. And so I'm encouraging all of you all that are attached to a religious church or a religious group or whatever you do, like, do it. Like, do it. Don't half do it. Do the dang on thing. And lead by example, break records, do things that others, aspire to do. Do things that you've been inspired to do so that you can aspire others. I'll say that again. Do things that you aspire to do so that you can inspire others. You understand what I'm saying? So make a difference, make a change, and do a little something out here in these streets. In these churches. I mean, wherever you at. So it was a blessing to be there. I took some pictures, took some footage, and it was amazing. For those of you that are familiar with the church, they have this historic bell on the outside. And, it's just been a huge pillar in our community. So we had the opportunity to go there and pay our respects. And so that was a little something nice. And shouts out to the Wise family. I know we have some callers listening in from the family. Thank you so much. Shout out to Miss Victoria. In the house. All right. And what else did Good News Schools have going on special this week? I don't know right now. My brain's kind of foggy, but for good reason. We have a event that took place today at Goose Park that was actually a little bit behind the reason of why I called the show or titled tonight's show, Does Down South, Does Down South Really Love the Kids? And I had an opportunity to meet and talk with Mr. Down South himself, Mr. Trick Daddy, who hosted his 15th annual toy drive here at Goose Park. And it was definitely a success. And I was happy to be in the building. You know what I'm saying? I'll try to get me a toy. And the Miami-Dade Police Department, they always are there and showing up and being in support of, community events. So it was an honor to be there, like I said, because I saw so many kids and so many youth. And, if you know Trick Daddy, he has this phrase, Trick Love the Kids. And he really shows out during this holiday season. And he's partnered with a couple other nonprofit organizations in the community to do several different things throughout the year. And that's really nice to see, because that's a part of us showing up with solutions, showing up with care, with appreciation, with understanding. You understand? Because if we can shelter our youth from the foolishness by overloading them with the love, attention, and care that they deserve, we will definitely see a change in our community. All right, so I tried to get Trick to do a short video interview with me, but he was scared. He was like, no, I don't know what to say. I don't want to do that. And I was like, boy, bye. Let me get out of here. But it was nice to see families there, and it's just a tradition now in our community. And so I just wanted to highlight him and highlight the event. I got some really good pictures that will be in the magazine. So that was dope. So let me get right to it. I know I have a few callers on the line popping in, and I wanted to chime in with some of them. All right, I'm not sure if this is one of my guests, but last four digits, 5278. Who's calling? Hey, 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 last four digits, 5278.
Oh, hey, Miss LaToya.
Hey, how are you? This is Mr. Everett. Correct?
What's up, Miss LaToya? Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Nothing much. For those of you that are not familiar with Brother Everett, he is doing something amazing in our community. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to leave his line open so we can chop it up a little bit. But he is the founder of Souls Matter, which is a T-shirt ministry where he's sending out powerful messages about togetherness, about solutions, and tying, you know, things to the Bible. And he just has a wonderful mission that he's carrying out. So, Brother Everett, I want to thank you for what you're doing in our community. And I understand you were on the north end at a community event. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
The event that I went to today, I was invited to a group called G1. They're a gospel group, and what went place on is that it was a church on 84th and 22nd Avenue, and it was giving toy drives. They had, like, several gospel rappers out there. They also gave, like, boxes, which I got a couple of them. It got, like, food products in it, and they was giving out that. They was giving out, like, food and, like, cases of vitamin water. And they gave out a whole bunch of toys. I mean, a whole bunch of toys. So it was a very successful thing for them. And just thank God that they was able to, like, provide for some of these children out here that doesn't have it. Because even though I wasn't a part of it, I was thankful because God put on somebody else's heart to be able to do stuff like that. Because we never know what parent doesn't have the money or the funds to get their child something. So thank God for people like Trick Daddy, people like the churches and all over the world who find it in their heart this time of the season to go out and be a blessing to other people. And that really is a blessing because they're not looking out for themselves, but they're looking out for people in the community now, like the children who I'm fortunate to have. They make a way for them people to have things, and that's a blessing. So it was a part of being that today. Even though I wasn't involved in it, it was just a blessing to be there and see God's hands, you know what I'm saying, work.
Absolutely. When you see it happening, it just does something. It's so nice. And I had the opportunity to speak with one of the young ladies there at the park, Everett. Let me see if I can find her name, because I want to mention her and acknowledge her appropriately. I can't find it right now. Hold on. Takia. Yeah, her name's Takia. I had an opportunity to speak with the entire family, and they also, you know, made it a tradition to come out. They had 7 kids with them. It was, you know, the grandma, the mom, the aunt. It was really nice to see the community come together. And one of the things she said to me was that, considering, you know, that there had been a shooting and a murder of a 2-year-old just, you know, a few days prior, that it was nice to see that the community could still come out together and do something positive. So she was saying that that's one of the reasons why she made it a point to come, because she wanted to be a part of something positive. And I think, I don't know if Trick Daddy understands the capacity of what he really does, that he's giving the community an opportunity to come together in a safe haven, so to speak. And everybody is there to celebrate. You know, and I feel that our community needs to incorporate new traditions and do them more often so that we can have a frequency of celebrating all the time. Because when we come together for a celebration, it seems like there's less drama, there's less beef, there's less foolishness, and there's more togetherness. You know, and I think that's probably why people like the holidays so much, because everybody probably tends to put, you know, the BS to the side. However, we have to do more than just a toy drive. And that's why I wanted to highlight some of the nonprofit organizations, like Hope for Tomorrow Foundation and Mothers Fighting for Justice. I know they were at different events tonight. I spoke to them earlier. They may be able to chime in. They may not. But I definitely wanted to highlight them. And for those of you listening in, you may want to find an organization that's really, really doing something, doing something effective. I'm so tired of talking. I'm an action type of person. I'm like, let's get it, let's do it. And so for those of you out there that are on that tip, we're going to discuss some action plans for you to put in place, for you as an individual, as a family, and as a community at large. All right. So I'm going to open up our other line, Mr. Everett.
Okay.
And I know that is Miss Victoria. She may be like, oh my gosh, why is this lady putting me on the spot? But Miss Victoria, I'm going to open your line up. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, thank you so much for chiming in. For those of you that are just getting on the call or tuning in, you're tuning in to I Love Down South Online Talk Radio Show. And tonight's question is, does the South really love the kids? Considering the recent, you know, killing that has happened, considering some of the other community events that have happened, what are we really saying? What message are we really sending to our youth? And right now I have Miss Victoria on the line. She's actually a part of Down South royalty. This is the granddaughter of the late, great Dr. Reverend Wise of Mount Pleasant Missionary Baptist Church. So I want to thank you for chiming in with us. Welcome to the call. Thank you for having me. You're welcome. I had to pull out the applause for the sister. You understand me?
Amen.
How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. I want to thank you for chiming in. If there's anything that you'd like to share, please feel free to chime in. And I know I'm putting you on the spot, but considering the pillar that your grandfather was, do you have a message to the Down South community?
Yes, actually I do. One of the biggest things that I did take away from my grandfather's funeral was to always make sure that we leave a legacy, and that is always to make sure that we give back to our community, no matter how big you get up the ladder, as far as if you're the next president, or if you're the next CEO, or if you're the next person, always make sure that you reach back to your community, because the home will always take care of you as long as you take care of it. So the biggest thing is to always make sure that you meet that example that you want others to follow. And one of the biggest things that my grandfather did was he made sure that not only did he lead, but he had people to lead as a follower of Christ. And that was the biggest example that he left for my family and I, and for every community. And so now, for the rest of my cousins and the family, our biggest step now is to not try to fill in his shoes, but to always create a path for the community to follow on as we follow Christ. So once again, you know, I definitely thank you, Ms. Victoria Bird. You always talk about legacy and inheritance, and definitely that's what my grandfather exemplified. So thank you.
Aw, you're welcome, and that was beautiful. And for those of you that didn't get a chance to make it to the beautiful homegoing, it was such a display of honor and respect. The different organizations that he was a part of, he was the president of this and this of that, and the list, his resume makes you feel uncomfortable. Like, oh my gosh, who is this? And little did we know, we had access to a man of his caliber and stature right here in our community. And there's other people in our community who are so great and could be of a bigger value if we just interacted with them, if we sought them out. And that's across the board. That's from artists, musicians, to educators, to coaches. It's so many great resources in our community that we can have access to, collaborate with, build, you know, and then we start to establish a legacy on a different dimension.
Right.
You understand? So we need to do more on a community level to collaborate, so we not only establish a legacy, but we establish a new normal, a new norm, a new status quo of how we do things. So as we get into tonight's topic, I'm going to leave both of you guys' lines open just in case you want to chime in. Be sure to mute yourself for background noise, but if you want to chime in, please feel free to do so. All right, I got one more caller I want to open the line up for. And thank you for calling in. Last four digits, 9043. Welcome to the line.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, is this the queen?
Girl.
With the paintbrush. With the stroke. With the pencil. With the easel. Yes, this is Miss Art by Shire. This is one of our community icons. I call her that. And I call her that with boldness because she's doing something so great. And I'm happy that
Thank
she's a
you.
Part of the conversation this evening.
Thank you. Thank
Shire,
you.
Or she also goes by Vanta Black, to look her up and find out why she's so significant to this conversation, because what we're talking about tonight, does Down South really love the kids, considering the murder that just happened? Shire does something amazing, and I'm going to actually allow Shire to share with us what she does and how these injustices and shootings in our community affects her personally and then affects her craft. So Shire, if you could just touch on a little bit about what you do when it relates to the shootings that are happening in our community.
Sure, sure. Thank you. Thank you for that wonderful introduction. Thank you. I don't know what to say. Well, I'm a visual artist, and I've been an artist my entire life, and I started a series of drawings just about 2 years ago, and I do portraits of victims of gun violence in Miami-Dade County, and I tell their stories. I started with the portrait of King Carter because his death struck me so deeply, because when he died, he was the same age as my son. And seeing him all over the news, I saw my baby. That could have been my baby. So I was just moved to create, and I did. And when I began to tell these stories, you know, family members reached out to me, and I got to know more about these victims and the lives that they lived. And I think that as an artist, it's my responsibility to address what's going on in my society, in my community, in my neighborhood. And
absolutely,
that's what I do, you know. And it's this baby that was shot the other night, LaToya. I was at work, and I heard the sirens, and I saw the police racing down the street, and I got chill bump because I was like, that's something serious. I just knew it. And then to find out that this was a two-year-old who lost his life at the end of the year, right before the holidays, you know, you ask a question, you know, does the South love the kids? You know, I think in general, communities protect children, but cowardice spreads widely. And, you know, when people think that they can do things without being held accountable, they're going to continue to do that. And it creates a cycle. And, you know, it only takes a pocket of people to terrorize a neighborhood. And everybody lives
That's
in
right.
fear. Everyone's afraid to mm-hmm. act. Everyone's afraid to speak up because you don't want to put your life in jeopardy because you just see what they can do to a baby. But silence can be deadly. That's why, you know, when mm-hmm. I post work, I put the hashtag silence is deadly, because when you close your mouth, you remain complacent. You know, you shouldn't wait until a tragedy strikes you personally
right.
to open your mouth. And, you
right.
know, when I talk to people about activism and I'm sorry, there's background noise. When I talk to people about activism and what it looks like, I say that activism looks different for everyone. You have to do what you're capable of doing. You know, I'm an artist
yeah.
and, you know, I spread a message visually, you know, and
mm-hmm.
any small amount that you can do makes an effect. It has an effect. And I never thought that me doing drawings would affect people the way that it does, because, you know, I know what art does for me, but to hear what it does for other people is humbling and sobering, and I'll never get used to that. So I use that to try to motivate other people because, you know, there's strength in numbers and we can all do something to affect change, you know, and
that's right.
you just have to make that choice. You have to make that choice.
That's right.
You know, you have to
and,
make that
and what you do, like, that's why I have so much respect for what you do as a craft. And I mentioned that earlier. It's like we have to tap into the people in our community, and it relates back. I know Victoria is still listening in, and so is Mr. Everett, but this relates back to the root of what I think an action plan is
mm-hmm.
the village, like identifying
mm-hmm.
the village. When you're in a
mm-hmm.
village, it's not just, oh, that's them. No, it's, oh, it's us. And we
it's
know
us.
Who's who. We know
right.
Miss Mary on 221st. Or we know Miss Glee
mm-hmm.
who makes the bomb egg cakes on 221st.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about my grandma's blog. I'm over here chilling by Triangle Park right now. And when
mm-hmm.
we talk about solutions, this is a part. This is, to me, at the top, identify the village. Identify who the village is. Identify who the family
mm-hmm.
is. Identify who the
mm-hmm.
safety net is, because when you have
mm-hmm.
those one or two or three outliers, you already know, oh, the something ain't right.
Right.
So-and-so, let me make a
right.
phone call. You know,
right.
I just seen so-and-so
right.
walking all night on your block. I think something might be going on. So
right.
it won't be a sense of, oh, I'm snitching. It'll be a sense of, nah, this ain't going down on our block, or this is not going down in our community, because
right.
we know what we represent and what we stand for. And at the base of it all, it should be unity. And that's the essence
mm-hmm.
of the village. The village also has
mm-hmm.
a strong component of family. So when we identify
right.
who is the village, that's who we hold accountable. We can't
Absolutely.
Hold crazy people who have no sense of gratitude, aspiration, or anything. We can't hold them accountable. They're a loose cannon.
Right.
They
right.
have blacked out because of whatever. So right now,
you're right.
those of you that are listening, I'm going to give you guys a few tips. So the first tip is identify within your family and within your block. If you don't talk to your neighbors, you're already at a disadvantage. If we were looking at this
right.
on like a military forefront, you got to
mm-hmm.
know who's on your side, period.
That's right. That's right.
Period.
That's right.
So identify who the village is. Let your children know who the village is. I don't care how crazy things get in today's world. There's somebody on your block who needs to know you. And you need to know
right.
them.
Right. Because why would anybody
Period.
Commit a crime like this? They know they can get away with it.
Right.
They know that they can get
right.
away with it. Because people keep to themselves and they don't like to involve themselves. So, of course, people are going to be doing things in broad daylight because nobody's going to say anything. So when people open their mouths, maybe they'll think twice before they open fire on a crowd
Listen.
Or shoot into a home. You know,
not even a firearm, Shire. They'll think twice. Dag, I just like at the park. I just left the park, right? And I saw a little youngster. He was finished with his pool. He dropped the plate on the ground, and he stomped on the plate. But he was a little bit older. So I stopped and paused. I said, what you pick that up? This, what you think this is? Oh, it ain't no trash can around here. I said, I don't care if it's not a trash can within 100 feet. There's plenty of trash cans out here. I said, can you please, brother, pick that up? And he looked at me like, you right. You know, like, dead. And then all the little boys that was around him was like, man, we ain't with him. Because somebody put him in check about the small things, you know?
Right.
So that's the first thing.
Right.
First, give yourself the permission to have a village. Identify who the village is. And in identifying who the village is, know what they bring to the table. Know if Pedro, who moved down the street, you live in a black community and Pedro just moved in. Man, go introduce yourself. Pedro might know how to fix cabinets.
Right. Right.
So go find out what they bring to the table, because collectively you all are going to have to do something to survive. And the main thing that you have to do to figure that part out is to communicate. So number one, figure out who the village is. Number once you identify who the members of the village are, honor them through their resources, honor them through their creativity and what they bring to the table. So when you have somebody like Shire doing her artistry and her creative work, she's taking her activism to a next level because she's using what she brings to the table to do just that. All right. Before I go to the next tip, let me see if I got any more callers. I know I had some other organizations that I wanted to chime in. All right. I know they're still at an event. I wanted Ms. Tamika Smith to chime in for Hope for Tomorrow Foundation, Inc., because of her post that she made today on Instagram. It just shocked me, and that's why I was like, nah, tonight's show has to be about this. And she was like, you know what? They just gave that family turkey. They just gave that family, you know, some love and affection during their holiday food drive. Literally. Mm-hmm. This was, 2 weeks ago?
Wow.
And this was a family that they've reached out to and that they, you know, provided some holiday support and love to. And those of you that are down south, whenever a huge organization has the capacity to do something, where they going? They going to Chocolate City and they going to Cutler Manor. Or they may go to the village. But definitely Chocolate City off the maze and definitely Cutler Manor. And guess what? These are the same communities that need the most support because this is where the most violence is happening on 216.
Yeah. Yep.
So this pained her, and she was expressing her pain on social media, and I was just like, oh, my gosh. Like, imagine you at a toy drive giving some toys out, and then you hear next week that baby ain't even here no more. And so I don't have the story's details, but I like it's the story is out there. It's different people saying different things. But the moral of this story is that somebody was behind the gun and somebody had an intent when they shot the gun. And that somebody, they probably didn't know they were going to hit the baby. I don't know. I can't say.
Wow.
Because I can't imagine somebody looking to shoot a 2-year-old. That's a whole nother different thing. But the reality is we're talking about solutions and do we really love the kids? And the answer is yes, we do. And I think the bigger question is do we know how to?
Right.
Do we know when to? Do we correlate adult issues and problems to how they affect our youth? And I think that we don't do that piece. I don't think that we understand when we have adult issues, bickering, going back and forth, we don't understand that that translates all the way down it's just like a kid who is a kid, but they hear their mama talking to their friends on the phone. They see how their mama act. All of that is affecting, that's going to affect the youth. All of those things. So we have to take a little bit more accountability and responsibility when it comes to raising a human being. I think that we get removed from the fact that we're raising a human being who we want to be a productive, valuable part of the village, of the community, mm-hmm. of society. We miss that piece. Yeah. And because we miss that, that's how all of these holes get into the fabric of what we do on a day-to-day basis, you know? So it's time to hold ourselves accountable. You know, people get outraged when there's a shooting that happens. Yes, it's sad. And yes, guess what? It's going to happen next week, tomorrow. It's going to keep happening. But what are you going to do in your own personal household to make sure those who you can touch, those who you influence, are held to a higher standard? So that's the second thing. First, identify who the village is. Know the resources within your village. And then two, create a protocol with the village on what is a go and what's a no-go, what we do, what we don't do. You know what I mean? Hello? Ms. Shire?
Yes. I'm sorry, okay. I muted myself.
I was like,
yes,
wait a
you're
minute.
Absolutely
I'm
right.
On that note, let me ask Mr. Everett and Miss Victoria if they have anything to chime in about the village or to chime in about protocols. Once you identify who the village is, do you guys have any insight or input or any comments that you want to make about that?
Mr. Everett and
Victoria? Okay.
Well, I'm not really from down here, Miss Latoya. I'm actually from the city. But I do have something to say about this. You saying everything correct. You've been in my house, Miss Latoya. So our old neighbor moved out, and what I did, I made it my business. When I saw my new neighbor, like in his yard, I was actually finna drive somewhere, and I stopped my car in the middle of the road. I got out. And I told him, hey, how you doing? I'm like, I'm your next-door neighbor. And I said, I was just wanting to let you know that I'm your next-door neighbor. And he was like, oh, he said, I know. He said, I'm the one that drove the police car. I'm like, yeah, I know. I'm just introducing myself because I wanted to know who my next-door neighbor was because, one, the other one, I speak to him all the time, but it's a whole new different person. Then they start moving next to me. Now, my neighbor, the Cubans across the street, I know them because I speak to them all the time. But now it's a whole new set finna move next to me, and I don't know who they are, so I made it my business to go over there and introduce myself mm-hmm. so we can get to know each other. You feel me? Remember me and you
right.
were talking about this earlier that, like I said, Ms. Latoya, it's not what I want to see, and if you don't mind, this is what I want to see. Everything that we, I'm going to be in her face. Okay. Everything that we talking about on this phone, Ms. Latoya, me and you already talked about it. This is what I want to see. This is the reason why God gave me Souls Matter. Because it's not just about a spiritual thing. Because I was in the world before, now I can bring spiritual and worldly stuff to these people. And like I said, for all of us, it's not going to stop overnight. It's not. But I truly believe if Google will come together, like you said, as a community, and don't be afraid to stand up for their community, that this stuff will stop. It ain't going to stop right then and there, but if they put God first in their head, in their household, and then come together as a community, I truly believe in my heart that this will stop because, like I said, it ain't going to stop overnight because this problem ain't started overnight, so it ain't going to stop overnight. But if we be persistent, and we be determined to continue every time something happens inside our community, that as a community, we come together and we let this community know, like, listen, man, we're not going to take this. You feel me? We standing up for this mess got to stop, and we coming together as one to stop it. But the problem is, I know for a fact, you might have some people that's willing to do it and be like, let's go, I'm down with it. But then 9 times 10, like y'all said earlier, you're going to have some people in these communities going to be like, man, I'm not saying nothing because I don't want to get hurt. If I say something, they're going to come after me. Whether you know it or not, if you don't say something anyway, it could happen in your house. And don't wait until it happens in your house and then you want to go speak out like, man, I'm getting things. No. We're a community. Come together as a community. One thing I can learn, because I be around a lot of people, Miss Latoya, Spanish, Haitians, Jamaicans, and one thing I'm learning about these other races, and I learned from Mexicans, when we used to beat Mexicans up, you could beat one of them up, Miss Latoya, and you best to believe you finna have to fight a whole bunch of them because they ain't just going to let you hit that one person. They all of them coming. All of them coming at you. That was Haitians.
That's
too.
Right.
I used to stay in Lasmar, and when we used to beat them Haitians up, it was a whole bunch of them came. So that's how African Americans need to get. When one thing happens to one family in their community, this whole community,
yeah,
whether y'all know them or not, should come and
they know we
them
coming.
And stand up for their people. You feel me? Stand up and
that's
say,
right,
man, listen, that ain't my family, but in Christ, that is my family. That is God's child. So, hey, man, we tired of this. If you do it to them, you're going to do it to us. So we tired of it. But
that's
dudes won't
right
do that. I'm, like I said, I'm not from up here. I'm from the city, and that's the problem. Ghouls don't want to stand up, but if ghouls only know, if they stand up as a body, as a team, that half of this stuff will stop happening. But first thing they got to
right
do, Mr. McCullough, and I know you're going to agree with me, put God first. When you put God first,
mm-hmm,
the head of your life, everything could start to changing. But because I ain't going to lie, Mr. Latoya, when I hold my last event and I was disobedient, I ain't going to do it. And God woke me up 2 o'clock in the morning. And don't quote me because I can't quote the Bible, but he woke me up 2 o'clock in the morning. And he said, go read 2 Chronicles. And I read it. I said, God, this is what you want me to tell these people? And he like, he turned it to one of my brothers. I'm like, well, God, this is what you want me to tell these people. But I didn't. And that scripture basically said, if my people that are called by my name will humble themselves and turn from their wicked ways, then he will live to hear the land. Because going in spiritual-wise, it's like it's a lot of stuff going on in Goose that God not pleased with. You feel me? And if they
right
just put their center back to God, who the head, I guarantee you, Goose, I ain't going to say Goose going to be 1% better, but it'll start getting better little by little. You feel me? But they, Goose got to make that step. Goose got to make that step
first. I agree. Victoria, did you want to say something?
Well, yes, just really quick. One of the things, being around Goose, I would say the biggest thing is, first and foremost, take pride in where you are. You know, no matter what city that you come from, no matter where you are, when you take pride in something, you will have a better character about it. Like how you mentioned when you saw the boy, you know, put the plate on the ground and then he had stumped on it and you took pride in where you was, even if you're not even from that area, but the fact that you took pride in it, that urged you to say something about it. And one of the biggest things is, and I know whenever you drive around in a nice neighborhood where you see nice manicured grass and you see an actual white sidewalk, when you see things are, you know, put in place, it's because the community take pride in where they are. It's not that they're better than you. It's not that they make more money. It's not that, you know, they're any more successful. It's just that they take pride in where they are. So if Goose really begin to take pride, and first and foremost, I live in Goose. You know, this is where I'm from. This is where I grew up. I want to take pride in it. Let me pick up the trash. Or let me help my neighbor. Or, you know, let me help feed somebody
that's right
down the street. Or, you know, just anything that need extra help. When you take pride in that, when you take, this is how we always take pride in our high school where we graduate from or our college, or we take pride in, you know, if we buy something or if we buy a new car, we don't want nobody to eat inside the car. We want nobody to put dust inside the car because why? You take pride in it.
Okay.
So when you begin, not
my
because, customer, you know, see, exactly. So when you take pride in it, you're going to treat it with better respect. And so that's the first thing is I believe is, you know, as an individual and as a homeowner and as a renter, as somebody who you have family in that area, when you take pride in that, you have a better sense of urgency to see a change. So we can't make the community come together. However, since you're in the city, since you're in that home, you might as well make the best out of it. So I would just say that when you take pride in it, when you become the change that you want to see first. So if neighbors start seeing you correct, and back in the day, you already know, LaToya, you know, it was another neighbor who disciplined the other neighbor's child. Back in the day, when you saw an adult, you know, hey, listen, I know your mama now, so you better act right. Nowadays, nowadays it just kind of like, okay, well, that's not my child, so I'm going to leave it alone. It's like, no, like, take pride in it because one day you want somebody to have your back. And so that's just one of my biggest things. And even going back to my grandfather, he took so much pride in whatever he did. And if it was just only taking a water bottle to a homeless person, he made sure that he took pride in it because he knew one day that he would need somebody else's help and they'll be more than happy to do so. And the fact that I saw so many people go to my grandparents' house to console me and my family and to see and to hear the different stories, it happened because he took pride in what he did. And people saw that and they were moved by that. So when you take pride in your community, when you take pride in what you do, without even saying anything, the aura that's over you, the cloth that's over you is going to speak for itself. So, you know, that's just one of the biggest things that I'm taking from this conversation, being a first-time listener, is that definitely by having that passion that we all have, take, you know, bigger pride in it, and it'll take care of itself, honestly.
Oh, wow. Thank you. That's so powerful, and that relates to the village aspect is once you identify who you rocking with, who the family is, pride is easily adopted. Pride will set the tone because you all have some common goals. You have some common dreams and aspirations that as a group, this is what everyone is working towards. You know, so back in the day, you know, Miss Sister Martha Ann could whoop your tail. However, today, if Miss Martha Ann say something, she might get beat up because who you talking to?
Right.
So if fear has fear has replaced unity in our community, and we have, and it's because of so many different reasons. Don't get me started on the crack epidemic, because that's literally one of the single things that I know that has dismantled our community. Whether it was on purpose, whatever, we ain't going there right now. But y'all already know how I feel. So we are recovering from so many different blows, and as we work to reconstruct and to rebuild, we keep getting hit again, and we don't even know what round we're in this boxing game, in this match. But we do know one thing, and the one thing is that we have to survive, because if we give up, there's no hope. So I would like to say, in regards to answering the question, does Down South love the kids? Down South does love the kids. I see the communities. Coming, the nonprofit organizations or the individuals in our community, like Trick Daddy today with his 15th annual event. I see, you know, mothers fighting for justice, families affected by gun violence. I see the small things happening, right? I can't even say small. I see these huge things happening. But the small thing that has to happen is the people on our block. The people on our block, we have to connect with those people, because those organizations that are doing something out there, they're not hitting the block. They're not hitting each house, you know, and the people on our block need to have pride. The people on our block need to know, oh, so-and-so down the street, you know, oh, them such-and-such kids outside, they ain't going to do nothing. You know what I mean? Like, the people on the block, in the houses, on the block that are here, these are the people that need our support. We can't just, you know, just do an event and hope people come out. I'm going to bring back up the Adopt a Block. Good News Ghouls came up with this concept at the top of the summer, somewhere around the summertime. And I met with a few people, and we did some things in Paran, but I think now is the perfect time to do that, to adopt a block and just literally go to a block, knock on, go door to door, say, hey, how you doing? We have a care package for this home. Or what does this home need? What areas are you struggling? And so that's my number. I think I'm on number three. So number one, identify the village. Number two, find out the resources in that village. And three is decide on the protocols. Decide on the rules. Decide on what you guys are fighting for, standing for, you know. Like right now I'm on my grandma's block, and I hear Spanish music, and there's a Spanish celebration. And even though that may be the only Spanish person on the block, somebody should have went over and said, hey, happy birthday. Hey, what's up with that arroz con pollo? Let me get a plate real quick. Like, just to engage. And I think a lot of times people do want to respect their privacy because nosy people have plagued our community, and that's part of the reason why people don't want to deal with other people because drama, like, you know.
Yes.
But we need to mature. We need to grow up. We need to bring a higher level of thinking and processing to our community blocks so that we know people are struggling. And all the crimes and issues can stem back to several different things, and one of them is our socioeconomic status. We ain't got none, so that's why we acting like this. It's a real problem that has a real solution, which is education about certain things. And I heard different stories about, you know, why the shooting happened. And we're not, in our communities, we're not doing enough to deal with our emotional and mental issues. We're not. We are not. Our whole, like,
it's taboo.
Our, everybody that lives in a black community is suffering from some type of depression.
PTSD, yes.
Some type of traumatic. What? Gunshots.
Yes,
I was somewhere and I heard somebody say, get down. You know? And not even being funny. It's like that's a part of how I grew up and where I grew up. And that's a part of my emotional and mental fabric. And so we're dealing with people who have been desensitized. Like, we dealing with people who have not been taught how to manage emotions. We're dealing with people who may not know how to let things go. So as we engage and we become a part of these different villages, these are the protocols that need to be in place. Listen, this is how we handle this.
Right.
And you, when you feel in this way, you need to call Big Mama so-and-so or come and talk with me. Come and talk to so-and-so. You know, somebody hit, like, one time, my little sister, and this may sound so far-fetched or whatever, but it relates to the small things that have to happen on our block. So my little sister, she was telling me she was at a game with her boyfriend, and he caught something, like a prize or something. And it was a girl, like, you know, two bleachers down or somewhere close by who said, hey, can I have that? And he said, sure. And he gave it to her. And my little sister was enraged. She was like, I can't, he acting like I'm not right here. So she's texting me this. And I was like, girl, men don't take this wrong way. I was like, men aren't, they wasn't thinking. He wasn't thinking. I said, listen, he had a brain moment. He was not thinking. Don't take that to the next level. Let him know you felt that was disrespectful. But also know that he was not thinking, and don't hold it against him. Once you give him that check, that one, let me do a little check on you. Like, hey, check this out, though. That one cool. But I know that was a little teddy bear. That one cool. But if it was a diamond ring or something, like, listen, I need you to think better on when we together. You know what I mean? So that was her identifying me as a village member. She bringing a situation to me, because what if she would have went to 10 and found out what school the girl went to? Like, and all of that from a mental, emotional, you know, situation. And we've lost some of our mentors who are there to help guide us. We've lost some of those big mamas who will tell us what to do if a man is cheating, or what to do if we can't get our kids to act right. Or we need that. And that's one of the main things that we need to identify in our village, is who are our confidants and counselors? Who are the people that we can go to? Because sometimes you keep it all in. We don't have that. So so that those are some of the real steps that you guys can do, because I'm gonna be doing that. Identify who the village is, figure out what y'all goals are, and then come up with the rules, come up with the protocols. Come up with the protocols. And that's a very good start. And I think our conversation needs to be continued. And just do what you can where you are. Like Ms. Victoria said, have pride in your family name. Have pride in your block. Like I'm mad Triangle Park was, like, why they got all them trees over there? Like, how I'm going to play Frisbee? I normally play Frisbee with the kids on this block. They, like, we never seen a Frisbee. Who are you? When you coming back? Miss, when you coming back? You going to bring us something to eat? Like, engage with where you're at, and having pride, identifying who's who. And I have to do this myself. I have to do this myself. So I have a call coming in on the other line, but I can't answer right now. Shout out to David King King of Verse Fridays over at Mystic Joint. David, if you're listening in, I'm going to call you back. But I definitely want to say thank you to all of you all who chimed in tonight, and I hope you got something out of the conversation. And for those of you that are already elevated, just do your part. Shire, continue to do what you do with your art gift and craft. Continue to speak out. Continue to use your craft as an activist tool, right? But also allow take more pride in that, and I want to see you in every school in this community. In every school in this community,
I'm working on it.
With
I'm
their
working
art
on it. I've been
program,
to a few. Yeah, absolutely.
And all you, and I think you have you, girl. Okay, so you working with kids, asking them to do portraits. And understanding and talking about archiving. And like, this may be deep, but if you went to a class and it was an art class, but you also took the obituaries with you from some of these kids who you have drawn, and you let the kids know, this is what happens when you pass away.
You know, I've done it a couple times. I've done it a couple times, and it's heavy each time. It's heavy each time. Even every time I speak to a child, let alone a group, it's heavy. And they get it. They get it. And I just try to make a point to let them get it, you know, to give them time to get it, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely, and that's what we need to do. We need to be a little bit more prideful and bold with whatever we know we bring to the table. Like, I just had a conversation with myself yesterday. I have so many different things going on, but I cannot give up on this radio show, even though I need to go wash my clothes. I need to go do all this stuff. Girl, so, like, I need to do something. I still need to keep doing it. My magazine, I'm only one person right now. I have to have the capacity to expand and to highlight good things. You know what I told somebody one day? I was like, hey, I'm the founder of Good News Ghouls. Their response was, ain't nothing good ever came out of ghouls. I said, oh, you must have grew up during the crack era.
Wow.
I said, I agree with you if your view was crackheads pimps and hoes. I agree with you, but I have a different perspective. And if you have mm-hmm. time, I want you to think about the good things that have happened. Two snaps in a circle in your face. So sometimes you have to put, you have to bring that to people sometimes, but you have to do it out of love because you don't want it to turn mm-hmm. into beef because that ain't what the point was, right? So
right.
whatever it is
right.
that you do, Mr. Everett, be more bolder with your shirts. There's different, Mr. Everett, I need you to get a team. I need you to start working with people. There's different organizations that get into our schools. They have prayer in the morning. They do all these things. I want you to figure out how can you adopt a school and how can you find
yes,
out
ma'am.
A school's Bible club where you can, you know, share your shirts with them and they can even purchase a shirt and wear your shirt on certain day they go to Bible club. And then Miss Victoria, I can't let you off the hook. Miss Victoria is my new little sister, and we got the same afro. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to be expecting more from her because I know what leadership is in her DNA.
Mm.
I know what kind of family that she came from. So I'm expecting she and I to work and with her family to work more in this community in all kind of creative ways. Us to be the change, for yeah. us to be the solution. So when this happens again, it's not that we're desensitized to it. It's just going to rev us up to say, oh, we need to do a little bit more. Okay, I adopted one family. Okay, it's time for me to adopt two families.
Right.
You understand? So that has been the show, ladies and gentlemen. It is 7:31. And I got to go. Look, I'm putting all these clothes in the same washing machine. Ain't nobody got time for that. Okay? So,
Great show. So I
want everybody on this call to get in the habit of, and of course, I'm plugging Good News Ghouls. I want you guys to get in the habit of creating content. The number one way that we can have an impact is with our voice by taking control of our own media. All of us have a social media platform. Use it, and ask other people to use their platform to promote your agenda or whatever it is that you're doing. And that's how we can collaborate together and stay connected. So I had a really, really nice time with the village. I feel real comfortable in here on I Love Down South. And I do want to say that Down South does love the kids. I just feel that Down South may need a little bit more support, a little bit more commitment and accountability to be the change that we want to see, like Victoria said. And we can get it done. We can get it done. I think we need to do a resource and an asset map in our communities, letting people know what's available. And to find out what people really need.
Yes.
You understand?
Great idea.
So does anyone have any closing remarks that they want to say?
Yeah, I got one thing. Mr. Sawyer, remember I was telling you about the food that was given to me tonight? You can hear me? Hello?
Yes.
Remember I was telling you about the food that was given to me tonight? Well, I wish I could have more. I'm gonna try to go talk to the pastor of the church where I went to that event tonight and find out where he got these boxes from. Because I only got 5, but I'm gonna find a place tomorrow to go and give like each family one of them. It's only 5, but that's all I could do right now because I don't know where they got them from. But I opened one and it got raviolis in it. It got fruits in it. It got cereals, granola bar, put in, it got trail mix, it got peanuts, and it got snacks. So I know this will be a help to somebody, so I'm going to find somewhere to go when I get out to work, off of work tomorrow and just get those 5 away. That's all I got right now. And I try to go to the pastor where I got it from and see if I could, like, find out where he got them from and go purchase some more so I could start, like, going in Google and just giving these boxes out for the people's, like,
just when their kids come home.
Okay.
You understand me? They probably could, like, this would be like little snacks. Because they got, like, beefaronis. I know everybody loves beefaronis. And they probably could have a little snack like this little oats and honey, granola bar, the pudding, like I said. It's all type of snacks that they could be for their children. So I'm going to try to find where the pastor get it from and see if I could purchase some
okay,
more.
Okay, so we can have access
tomorrow,
to it.
Yeah, so we could just, like, you know, when the kids get out of school, you feel me? Even though the family got food, I find out what, you know what I'm saying? Even when the kids get out of school, they could have something to snack on. Even if their family got a house full of food, it's always good to bless somebody. So they could be like, hey, huh, get this ravioli or get these.
Well,
I'm
going to connect you with this young lady at South Ridge. South Ridge
okay.
is one of the schools in our area that has a large homeless population. And
okay.
they could use, as a matter of fact, you could probably drop them all off there because there are a couple, there are almost 100 homeless families just at South Ridge. And they need so much. And I can't think of the young lady's name. She's an older lady. I think we want to say Ms. Plummer. I'm not sure. And
okay,
she's going to give me information on how we can adopt families. And to keep in
okay.
mind that these families either live in their car or they live at a hotel where they don't have a stove.
Okay.
So the things that are purchased need to be non-perishable or something
okay.
that they can, you know, eat right then. And she washes their clothes. Her washing machine broke down.
Mm-hmm.
A church brought her a washing machine. They come and park in her yard to go to sleep because if they park at Walmart, they get robbed, they get harassed, all types of things. And she has, her heart is so big. And she said Christmas break is going to be a rough time for these families because there's no lunch at school. There's no breakfast at school.
Okay,
you know,
so what I'm gonna
and
tell
so
you what
we
I'm
definitely
do.
Need
Let's
to connect.
You hear me?
Huh?
I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do right now. You feel me? Even though I'm not the richest man in the world, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do, Sister Ms. Latoya. Tuesday when I get paid, I don't know if you want me to give it to you, but I will take $30 out of my check and give it to you, and you give it to whoever this lady is. It's a little something, you feel me, that could help them. You understand me?
Absolutely.
Because until God bless me, well, he know my heart, well, I could really do what I want to do. Because I really want to get something where I could try my best, well, you know what I'm saying, I could support everybody. But I'm going to use the little, you know what I'm saying, resource that I got and try to make an impact on people's lives. You feel me? Because we got to understand, it's people, like you said, it's people out there don't have nothing. And since God blessed me to work, you know what I'm saying, I'll take $30 out of my check Tuesday when I get paid, and I wherever you want me to meet you at, I'll give it to you so you can get to this person. At least it'll be something, you feel me, that'll help
absolutely.
Along.
You know what you
fact,
can do? She would prefer if people get $20 gift cards for different places where they can buy food. That's more convenient
okay.
for them. So,
okay.
you know, if you can do that, and I'm going to be talking to my office, the PHP agency office in Hollywood. We're going to be actively involved in working with this young lady from South Ridge. We're going to be doing a lot more in the community just to help because people need that. And we need
okay.
help from so many different facets. So, you guys, this is all the time I have. I don't want the show to cut off on us. But we definitely are going to connect. Is there anybody else, other two ladies, that you'd like to say anything before we leave?
No, it's just important that we all stay in contact.
Right.
I think
absolutely.
that would be useful.
Absolutely.
So we can all help one another.
Wait. You can get on my information, Mrs. Foyle.
Go ahead and you can put it out there, Mr. Everett.
Well, if y'all want to follow me on Facebook, my name is Adam Everett on Facebook, and if y'all want to call me, it's 786-728-5278.
Okay.
And my Facebook page
word
name
up.
Is Adam Everett.
Adam Everett,
sir? Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I'm Vanta Black on social media, and Shire Riggins is my legal name. You can find me there. You can all connect
Shire
like that.
Riggins?
Shire Riggins.
Babe, write that name down because I can't spell that good. Shire Riggins.
C-H-I-R-E.
It's C-H-I-R-E.
Mm-hmm.
I-R-E. And your last name, Riggins?
Yes, R-E-G-A-N-S.
R-E-G-A-N-S.
Mm-hmm.
I-R-E.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, awesome. Miss Victoria, right. Do you have a social media or anything that you wanted to share?
Yes, I do have on Facebook. It is Victoria and then Tori Edmonds. That's on Facebook.
Okay.
And then on Instagram, I have it as Victoria _ entrepreneurship.
Okay.
All right. Two snaps.
All right. Yeah.
Victoria
yeah.
_ entrepreneurship. Oops.
Yes.
Somebody
yes.
owning something.
Oh,
all right, so ladies and gentlemen, as we get ready to close out tonight's show, the answer to the question is yes, Down South does love the kids. Despite some of the violence that is happening in our community, please be encouraged to collaborate, come together in your community, and do what it takes. All right, it is all about legacy, and we want this community to be here 100 years from now, 200 years from now. And Ghouls just hit a little over, we're over 100 years old. And at the rate we're going on the positive side, we need to do a little bit more to make sure we're here 100 years from now and take pride in legacy. And so for you families out there for the holidays, take the holidays to create a new tradition. Take the holidays to read your will or your life insurance love letter to your family members. Do that. Put dibs on what's for heirlooms. Grandma, I want them curtains. You understand me? It's time for something new, something different, something a little bit more powerful. And definitely you want to be here the same time, same place next week on the I Love Down South show. You can reach me at 786-972-8695 if you'd like to be on the show. Or if you like to be in the magazine, anything of that nature. And for those of you out there that have any type of questions about life insurance, please give me a call, 786-972-8695. I do life insurance literacy and showing you how to establish a legacy and an inheritance for your families. It has been a pleasure and an honor.
Yes.
And we about to ride. Ride out a little. Look, I need to pull up my phone. I think we about to ride out if my phone act right. But I want to thank you all again for being on the show and bringing so much value. And our prayers go out to the family of the young king that passed away from the shooting. And his name was so powerful, Mr. Carnell, Angel Carnell William Thomas. He sounded like a lawyer or something, and he's just so cute and adorable. And my heart goes out to the family and specifically the mother. And my heart also goes out to the shooter because so much is going on in their head right now that they need to seek some counseling. They need to seek some support. They need to turn themselves in. They need to do a lot of different things. So I'm encouraging everyone on the line tonight to make sure you pray for all those affected by this killing. All right. So we love Down South. Let's go ahead and ride out. Get ready to do your two step.
All right.
Good night.
Good night.
It's all right.
Yeah, it's all right.
Hey.
Slow down, Junior.